Father Don, we arrived in Kenner, which is an outskirts of Louisiana, at about New Orleans, pardon me, erase that. We've just been out for dinner. And we arrived in an outskirts of Louisiana, which is Kenner. We're at our lodge, which Diane was wondering if it was going to be A-okay. It turned out just terrific. We went out for dinner. We were looking for Mandingo's, but we couldn't find it. So we ended up at the Steak and Ale, and it was just fantastic. We had Alaskan king crab and steak, baked potatoes, sour cream, etc., etc., etc. And we were sitting out on our balcony at about approximately 11:30 on March 21st, 1977. It was 79 to 80 degrees, and back home they were freezing.
Father Ron, this is Doug. I just, these girls are a little bit pissed. So, so Jordan and I have to do a little talking here. But anyways, every time Diane talks to you, she says she's been driving.
Father, you would believe the mess we went through. These guys get out of it. Oh, how they get out of it.
Anyways, Father Don, it's 25 after 12 p.m. What is it? March the 22nd?
March the 21st.
No, it's Father. No, it's just moving over to the 22nd, Father. But we had quite a good supper and just a minute. Father, we went to the Steak and Ale on Veterans Boulevard. And Diane and I had crab for the first time. And anyways, I'm gonna it was real good. I'm gonna turn you over to Jordan now.
Okay, now what do I do? Stop it?
No, just keep going.
No, just stop it for a second.
Okay.
Father Don, this is Brother Marty or Gerard calling in or reporting in. Okay. We're now in Louisiana. And, hold it, Diane. Hold it for a second. Hold.
I'm going to check the number here.
Diane's checking the number here, Father Don, so I don't know if I'm live or...
Excuse us, Father, we were out.
There, I just wanted to set a little higher. Go ahead, Gerard.
Okay, we're reporting live here from,
New Orleans.
From New Orleans,
Louisiana.
Yeah. And where's Kenner? Kenner?
We're at
the lodge, Father, and I think Doug and Diane are really happy with the lodge. It's pretty roomy. A lot of room for everybody. And we're looking forward to a trip tomorrow for a tour of the Louisiana, for a tour of the French Quarters. Possibly a trip down the Mississippi on the Mark Twain River boat. We want to go and sample some Creole cooking. Now, this is where Doug and I are going to have to wash ourselves, because the Creole cooking, Father, it's got a lot of, it's heavy on the booze. B-O-O-Z-E. And, Father, we're worried that the girls are going to get a little bit carried away. And they're just going to take advantage of the situation. Father, they're just going to take advantage of the situation, and they're going to drink all the booze, which is mixed in with the food, with the Creole cooking that, and poor old Doug and I. Poor old Doug and I. We're just going to try and keep him on the straight and narrow. And we're trying to be ourselves, which is you know, straight, honest to God, down to earth guys who try and keep everything moving right. But we may have some big problems with the girls. We're praying. We're praying to God. Praying to God that everything will work out okay. And Doug's a good prayer, strong prayer. I'm a strong prayer. I can pray pretty good whenever I have to. And we think we can keep the girls in the straight and narrow. And this is going to mean a lot because, Father, there's a lot of bad influences down here. You know, the liquor flows free, and Doug and I are going to really have to thwart off the influences of, there are so many good-looking girls down here that Doug and I, up until this point, they have made advances toward us.
And
they have made advances toward us.
Tell Father Don about the one that, when we
were in a shopping center.
We were in church.
In church. Father Don, would you believe this is in church? Doug has had an advance made toward him in church. Now, they are very, very forward.
She shook my hand first.
He had a 6-week-old baby, Father. Yeah,
Father Don, this is right. Hold it, Father Don. This is right after the,
I'm making on this trip. I don't know if this is going to take or not because I'm using the adapter. So before I continue, I'm going to check it.
Well, Father Don, anyways, I had to finish my story. Just before the tape ran out, I was going to tell you about this young chick in front of us. And I wished Kevin peace, Trevor peace, and, lots of others peace. Oh, yeah, I forgot my sister-in-law peace. But anyways, this young chick, she had a couple of young kids, and she had a 6-week-old baby, right. And she turned around and she gave me one hell of a big smile and she winked at me. That was sure the highlight of that mass, Father. Now just a little hold on, I could turn you over dice.
We're having quite a good time here. We're in Barbara's apartment, little apartment. Edgar's apartment too, in the bedroom here, sitting by the French doors. Barbara was so excited before she lit her cigarette on the filter. She wondered why I wasn't dragging. Oh, dear. They're really excited making this tape. And Gerard said his glass of ginger ale iced tea down. All over the chair. You were so excited.
I wonder why the people below were complaining.
But anyway, we did have a really nice time at this restaurant this evening. It was supposed to be English atmosphere, I guess. They had wooden doors with big golden pegs stuck in them. And, very heavy looking. They had a nice big salad bar that you would have just loved because I know how much you like salads. Yeah. We're rating the restaurants on a 1 to 10 point scale. We rated this one 9 because we were out in, where was that? The Peddler's Steakhouse in Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. That was the night Farvin Girardi dug, and they went to the Grand Ole Opry. They had a good time there, too. But that night, later on,
Marjorie Diane stayed at home because she was too tired to go.
But we wanted her to come, and she said, no.
There's no way she wanted to go, Father.
Anyway, we went to the Peddlers. They didn't know what I was doing, and they were gone, Father. Someday, I might tell you.
anyway, we went to the Peddler's Steakhouse, and that was really a nice place, too. The guy came around, and, oh, I did tape this to him already, though. I taped this on the other side, first other side. No. I told him that. He cut the steak. The place where he cut the steak in front of us, we rated that one 10. Tonight, this one's 9 because it just wasn't good. We don't know where we'll go from here because we started at 10. Maybe we should have started a little lower. But nevertheless, that salad was super. And everybody would have enjoyed it. They had a big bowl of lettuce with ice all sitting on the ice. Oh.
Salad.
Cabbage.
Onions. Cucumbers. Black olives.
Green
olives.
Peppers. Cauliflower.
Ground up bacon. Ground up dried bacon feather.
Ground pepper.
Spanish onion. Salary, everything to dress your lettuce salad, you could, yes.
You were filled up on the lettuce salad before you started your meal.
Yeah, it was really something. I don't think we could have made a better salad bar. That was super. But anyway, we're going to tell you more about our trip tomorrow. If you don't soon go to bed, it won't be much. We won't even be able to get up tomorrow morning. Yes. So tomorrow, or actually today, this morning will be the 22nd, and we'll continue in the morning. Unless somebody else has something to say.
Good night, Father.
A word from the cheap seats here. Go ahead.
This will only go this far
around the AC adapter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Stretch out a little bit. Now, Father, I'm not sure. Diane got just a little bit, excuse the word, Father, screwed up. On her tapes. And we're not sure, Father, if, Barb, will you excuse me for a minute, please? Barb's getting the nerve.
Barb's 1 o'clock in the morning?
Barb's getting nervous for the service here for some reason or other now.
Well, the guy's going swimming.
We'll talk to you about this at a later date. But,
tell them about that, Barb.
What?
That we have a rough time with him.
Father, we have a rough time with Diane and Barbara.
It's okay during the day, Father.
You would have got this, Father.
At night.
Have that parade for the
Father, they're just keep hearing the Diedrichs and all that. Now, maybe you're going to give them a lot of
support,
solidification, and support and all that. son of a gun, Father, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's the right word because Doug and I were doing so wondrously all on our own.
Because the girl has nowhere to go.
What a little bit of caution from the girls. A little bit, Father.
A little bit?
But,
we
helped
them through the hard times, Father.
Yeah, we helped them through the hard times. And we drove through the hard times today. It was tested today, Father. It was terrible, but Doug and I, we endured. Yeah. We endured. We said a little prayer. We were driving. Excuse me, Barbara. We hung tough, Father, and we endured. We came through it all, and we drove. The girl said, "Hang in there, baby," and we hang in there like we hung tough.
You heard of a backseat driver, Father Don, that these boys were. They were there.
No,
they were
the
backseat drivers when you were occupying the
Father Don. They wouldn't have been for us,
Father,
Diedrich.
The girl, Father, the girl, The girls are getting a little bit carried away because Doug and I, we drove through terrific, horrendous thunderstorms. It was coming down so fast. My God, it was unbelievable. But Doug and I, we endured, and we drove through it all. No problem at all. We had a few beers to take with us. I myself, I was a little bit busy. At one point in time, I was flicking my left signal light, trying to smoke a cigarette mother with my right hand, and I had a Schlitz beer to drink at the same time, and I was trying to tune in a country western radio station. But anyway, Father, we came through it all, and so I just got distracted for a minute by a teacher. But we came through it all, and we're just thinking of the girls and the kids. And we're not thinking of ourselves, not at all. We're true to ourselves in our own respect. We never think of ourselves, Doug and I. Thinking we're wise and we're kids and we're just trying to do the best.
Exactly.
We know we're going to have a good time in Louisiana, and we're heading over for Texas. And when we get in Texas, we figure we're going to be just a little bit more at home because we're going to be with down-to-earth, simple folks. And we're so true and so honest. And that's Doug and I, just written all over our
foreheads.
Poor Doug and I were just trying to get something a little simple for ourselves, like cowboy hats, maybe some cowboy boots.
Your white cowboy hat, the black boots.
We're just trying to.
The black suit.
We're just trying to wrap.
Just did your escape button in, Father Don.
Yeah.
We gotta make our name known.
That's Diane. That's Diane, Father Don.
Or was it Barbara?
Well, it's hard to tell. They're both acting the same, Father Don.
They both yap a lot.
Yeah, right. They both quite gummy.
They yap.
We are top of the world.
But, Father, we're just
quite religious, so you'd know whether they're telling the truth
Father,
or not.
We need it.
Yes, exactly. The Diedrichs need it.
We need it. They don't.
At this point, the girls may need just a little prayer for them. Let's stop for about 30 seconds just to pray for the girls because they're really getting off the beam.
Right, Father Don.